5-year-old Georgia girl murdered after being sex trafficked by mother, authorities say. By Nick Gilbertson on January 1, 2022. A 5-year-old Georgia girl was murdered after her mother allegedly sex trafficked her to a man who raped her, sodomized her, and strangled her to death, according to a report. Christy Seipel, 35, of Columbus, Georgia, was arrested Tuesday and charged with murder during the course of kidnapping, murder during the course of sodomy, and murder during the course of rape in connection to the brutal killing of her 5-year-old biological daughter Kamari Holland, WTVM reports. Investigators say Seipel reported the child missing on December 13, claiming Kamari had disappeared from their Columbus home by the time she had woken up, according to WRBL. She also claimed to find the home's front door open. After her daughter's disappearance and death were in the public light, Seipel donated Kamari's toys to WTVM during the Christmas toy drive and provided the outlet with the interview as the investigation was ongoing. "I'm Kamari Holland's mommy and she wouldn't want nothing in the world but to donate her toys to another little child that was in need because she was a very helping child," said Seipel, also known as Christy Hoskins. "I'm a mommy. I did not have nothing to do with this," Seipel later added. "She was my life. I lived for her daily. She was my only girl. I have 3 boys and her." According to WRBL, the human trafficking warrant states that on December 13, Seipel did knowingly subject another person to labor servitude or sexual servitude. She did agree with another person to pay her for having sexual intercourse and sodomy with her minor child. Authorities say Seipel sex trafficked Kamari to Jeremy Williams, 37, who has abused children in the past, WRBL reports. He was arrested on December 13, and after authorities found Kamari's body in a vacant apartment in nearby Phoenix City, Alabama, he was charged with capital murder of a child less than 14. Russell County Sheriff Heath Taylor said Williams is expected to be hit with more charges. "We expect in the next couple of days he will be charged with capital murder during the course of a kidnapping, capital murder during course of a rape, capital murder during the course of sodomy and production of child pornography," said Taylor, for WRBL. The Columbus Police Department assisted the Russell County Sheriff's Office investigation. Corey Holland, Kamari's father, provided a statement to WRBL on the despicable murder of his daughter. "The amount of pain Christy has caused by ripping Kamari out of our lives will never cease. We are glad to see that she has been arrested. We are one step closer to justice for Kamari. We hope that justice is served. Christy should receive whatever the maximum penalty she can get. She's a monster. A real mother protects and would die for her children. Christy is a monster. My family and I will continue to wrestle with the loss of losing our angel Kamari. We will ask that you continue to make your news about her and the justice she deserves. This has really struck a nerve for all of us because we really care about our kids and our community," said Assistant Columbus Police Chief Joyce Dan Fitzpatrick. "The only thing I have to say is, please monitor where your kids are and who they are around." Neither Seipel nor Williams are eligible for bond, according to WRBL.